Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. PVC collection is finally over. Yesterday was the final day. Did you collect yours? Throughout today, anytime you call, let me know if you collected your PVC. And if you didn't collect your PVC, why didn't you? Talk to me about it throughout today. Our numbers are the same. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Those are the numbers to call to talk to me about it. Did you collect your PVC? Why didn't you if you didn't? Second hard fact of the day, INEC says Beavers is good to go for the general election. They ran a mock election over the weekend. And they ran it in some parts of the country, and they said that the Beavers machines did their jobs. INEC says it will change part of its process in response to this Guba judgment out of Oshun. Mahmood Yakubu says that going forward, INEC will do everything possible to transmit the accreditation data from the Beavers machines in real time so that they won't have the same problems they now have with the Oshun election. Right, so they're not going to wait to synchronize the data later on like they did in Oshun. They're going to do it in real time as much as possible. We're going to talk about that some more tomorrow, 5 p.m. Tomorrow at 5, we'll talk about that on the road to February 2023. So don't miss it. I've got a third hard fact for you. Machina loses as Supreme Court affirms Lawan as Yobe APC senatorial candidate. We've been following that process for so long, right? Like following that process for so long, wondering how it was going to go. It went first to started at Federal High Court, then went to appeal. Now Supreme Court has said that Ahmed Lawan, the current Senate President, is the actual candidate of the APC representing his senatorial district. And and just like that, the other gentleman, Machina, is out of the race. I've got a fourth hard fact for you. Three governors of the APC have sued the federal government because of this Naira redesign from the central bank. Three APC governors have sued the federal government over this thing. So we have Nasir El-Rufai of Kaduna, Yahya Bello of Kogi, and Bello Matawalle of Zamfara. They've dragged the federal government before the Supreme Court. We'll keep our eye on that story. The more things unfold there, we'll bring you all the updates you need. After all, 1 million Lagosians listen to this show and they come to this show for the facts. Thank you for listening. I've got a great show for you today. We'll start with a big weekend. And today's big weekend, Lagos, is all about Naira note scarcity and fuel scarcity. So we'll talk about the protests in Ibadan, Mark Inde declaring free transport. Then we'll talk about reps thinking about returning from recess. Then we'll talk about the experiences of Nigerians hunting for notes and hunting for fuel. And then let's talk about law enforcement cracking down on banks while banks blame supply and technical issues. There's so much happening with the Naira redesign, Naira availability, all of that. We'll talk about that on today's Big Weekend. That's where we're going to stay. Then on Checkpoint, Chukwudi will be here talking to you as well. And on the Big Hard Fact, we'll talk about adoption. My guest is coming from the Lagos State Ministry of Youth and Social Development to explain the legal process for adoption and also help us, you know, dismantle some myths about adoption, bust some myths about adoption. As usual, we'll have news updates for you at the top of every hour. And then after the news at 6, I'll hand you over to the newsroom. But let's get started with today's Big Weekend. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. The big weekend. How well is government responding to the pain caused by fuel scarcity and Naira scarcity? Are politicians resisting Naira swap because of public outcry or campaign funding? What have you experienced while looking for notes and looking for fuel? Why is it taking banks so long to reconfigure their ATMs? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. The biggest story this weekend nationwide was the struggle for petrol and Naira notes. For example, it led to a big protest in Ibadan. Protesters marched on some streets, barricaded other streets. There were also some outbreaks of violence. Oyo State Governor Seyi Makinde addressed it, and he said he feels the people's pain. He respects their right to protest over the situation. He announced that the state government will take some steps to ease the pain. So, for example, rides on the state transit buses will be free. Also, the poorest families will receive relief packages. Then, of course, it remains to be seen what those packages will be or how the households will be identified and selected and whether the distribution will be transparent. But he's saying that he's going to do this for citizens of Oyo State. But along with the carrot, Makinde also brandished the stick. The police will be mobilized to make sure that anybody who's using the peaceful protest as a cover for violent action will be arrested. Did you follow that protest? What do you think about it? What did you think about Makinde's response to that protest in Oyo State? Do you think that more state governments should try to soften the blow of these scarcities one way or the other? I was coming into work this morning and I saw an ATM and there was such a long line at the ATM. It was around, I think, a Zenith Bank ATM. And it was just heartbreaking to see that. So should more state governments try to soften the blow of these scarcities? Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993 and tell me, remember to tell me whether you got your PVC. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
I want to talk about the three governors that want to sue the president.
The federal, okay. Mm-hmm.
They are just artists. All of them have these new Naira notes. They just print. They are artist films. They are deceiving the masses. They have it, my sister. It's only the common people that are suffering for this money. That is what I see about all those things.
Okay.
Then again, about the, you know, business now is not even moving again, my sister.
Mm-hmm. Because cash
is not moving. Mm-hmm. Those who have perishable goods, people are not coming to buy.
Mm.
Are they not going to go into more poverty? As the poverty is not enough, the little they have now, they will begin to lose it. All because you said you want to stop politicians. No, the politicians that come to my side, they have that money, they share it to people. So what are they saying? Is it the masses that will be suffering? Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We've got Paul on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. Welcome.
Yeah, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Good to have you on the show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to just inform you that my wife got her PVC yesterday.
Yay! I'm so happy. Oh, congratulations to your wife.
Yeah, I went day before yesterday.
Okay.
They heard that they could not find it.
Okay.
That she should go.
Okay. Oh.
We are so surprised that on Sunday, the man called her that she should come and pick it up.
They even called her. Hey.
Yeah,
oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, congratulations to your wife. And thank you so much for calling to share with us. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. Austin calling from Lekki.
Austin from Lekki, welcome.
I've gotten my PVC.
Yay!
God bless you.
Bless you as well, Austin.
Well, for the governor that took that sued the federal government to court, they will get nothing.
Okay.
Out of it.
Okay.
You know, for the past 7 to 8 years, Buhari has been on the side of those deceitful APC chieftains. But now he has shifted to the side of the masses. And we pray that he will succeed in these 2 months that is remaining.
Okay.
Let them continue. I think Erufai, Oshomole, all of them that marched down to Ojota then, that occupied Ojota then, they are denied the willing wellers. Not we again that have been calling on daily basis, crying. CBS should not back down. President Muhammadu Buhari should not back down. Let us see how this is going to end.
All right. Thank you for calling. BB is on the line. BB, how are you doing?
Fine. Thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
By the way, I have my PVC.
Hey!
Okay, so as regards the new Naira note, there's been a lot of stress getting the cash.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, if really the government feels like we should go into, like, the cashless society thing, I think that it's a good idea. But at the same time, you know, every change, most changes don't come easy. But, like, the governors that are suing, are they suing because they want the government to extend the date indefinitely? I don't know. Because it will be counterproductive. The government says, oh, we want to change the cash because we want certain things to be corrected. And you say they should just extend it endlessly because people are... I don't know. I really don't get it. But I feel like the idea behind the cash change or the money change is good.
Mm-hmm.
But then the
implementation,
the way it was executed, leaves so much to be desired.
Right.
You know? But the idea behind it is a welcome idea anyway.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
BB, thank you so much for calling. And thank you for letting me know that you got your PVC. Okay. You know, I told you about the protest in Ibadan. The House of Reps is also saying that they will reconvene before the election if this Naira note scarcity doesn't improve. We heard this from the speaker himself, Femi Gbajabiamila. The reps have gone on recess for the elections. I don't know if you know that, but they have. But Gbajabiamila says that he's ready to call them back if this situation gets worse so that they can question the CBN governor, Godwin Emefiele. He also says that he's still ready to sign an arrest warrant for Emefiele if he stops cooperating with the House of Reps. I wonder what you think about this. Because on the one hand, you may feel that the reps should be monitoring this closely and calling Emefiele if needs be. On the other hand, maybe you're suspicious of the timing, you know, because why tie it to the elections? That's a question that I've heard a lot today, by the way. Where do you stand on Gbajabiamila's warning? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. And remember to tell me whether you got your PVC. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Blessing. I'm calling from Banana Island.
Welcome, Blessing, from Banana Island.
Sandra, these people should not disturb our ears. Because they invited Emefiele last time.
Mm-hmm.
They said Emefiele should come back to Nigeria and should be arrested. Emefiele came back. He went to jail. Nobody could talk to him. Nobody. None of them could talk to him. They should not disturb Nigeria. And if, Fatima, you know what?
What?
Yesterday, I went to one event. 1 million naira 1 million to 700 naira cash.
Mm.
Yesterday.
Wow.
When you transfer 1 million, they give you 700,000.
Wow.
They will come inside your car, they will calculate it and give it to you, then you transfer to them.
Oh my God.
As soon as they see a lot, they will go.
Oh my God.
They should have stopped Nigeria.
Oh my
All
God.
I want to say is that everybody should prepare your PVC. Let's put these people out.
Okay.
They don't have anything to do to MFLA. He went here last time. None of them will open mouth and say anything to him.
Mm.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling. Blessing and goodbye. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Lady Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling you from Amuwa Dofin.
Welcome, Prince Wyatt.
Thank you, my dear. You see, the problem we are facing today, in fact, Mr. President, take a lion's share of the blame.
Okay.
If we may fail, go bypass the National Assembly, bypass the finance minister, and go direct to the office of Mr. President and explain detail about this. And Mr. President, by the idea. It's a wrong idea, taking place at a wrong time. Now, who is suffering now? It's not the we, the poor masses, my money, your money in bank, and I want to withdraw through ATM, no money. And the counter, no money to feed myself and my family. And somebody is telling me, politician. Those politicians are more clever than me feeling. Why? If those people change money on Saturday for party can get the money, what are the politicians that are more clever than Emefiele? They will buy the little one you send to the bank.
Mm.
If the money is surplus at the bank, I can't see somebody exchanging 1 million with 300,000. What are we talking about? The money they printed is not enough. And they are suffering in Nigeria. I want to ask Mr. President now. So please, let the ATM dispense the old Naira and new Naira to Nigeria.
All right. Thank you for calling, Prince YS. You know, Prince YS is talking about the experience of people this entire time, you know, since this policy went live. And that's the thing, Lagos, policies affect people. Over the weekend, there were lots of stories about how these policies and the scarcities they are causing affect everyday Nigerians like you. You've seen several videos of people camping overnight at an ATM just to be at the front of the queue. Someone tweeted about another place where people were taking numbers long before the bank staff came to fill the machines. He said he got there at 4 a.m. thinking that he'll be the first or more crowd already day there. On Friday, when I was reading the news at 6, the guy who fixes my AC in the office here, he called me alarmed. I was live on air reading news. My guy was blowing up my phone. I thought maybe something was wrong. So I picked up and he said to me, madam, I'm at this Stanbic IBTC on Muriokola, and they have money in the ATM, but they're not allowing us to collect the money. I said, I'm sorry, I'm reading the news. I can't take the call right now. People are frustrated. And then there was the fight in Uniben between students and the army. Soldiers are alleging that Uniben students beat them up at an ATM queue, but Nance says that the soldiers jumped the queue, then started beating up the students who were videoing them to post online. Either way, there was a fight. Both sides seem to be suggesting ATM queues were involved. The fight now escalated because soldiers now came back and allegedly destroyed property in the school. That's what made the students protest by blocking the highway. Meanwhile, while all of this is happening, people are still entering queue for fuel. So you stand in queue to get Naira and then you go and join another queue to buy fuel. What has your experience been? What have you experienced while looking for fuel and looking for Naira? Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget to tell me whether you got your PVC. Hello, thank you for calling.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
Yeah, I want to talk about the PVN collection.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Like, I have three girls.
Okay.
Who clock 18 within the last 4 years.
Okay.
And three of them went for PVC registration.
Okay.
Now, the three of them are in school.
Hmm.
Because when they say our first student, three of them, if one family is having three people that registered and their PVC is still hanging with INEC, I don't know about thousands of Nigerian students that have registered. So I don't know why they can't make it every year registration that a child at clock 18 can register, because the next 4 years, that is when they were able to collect the PVC. Mm-hmm. And another set of 18 years from this year mm-hmm. to that year will be waiting as well.
That is
my point number one. Then coming to Naira, they say we should do transfer. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Each time you go and buy paper,
mm-hmm.
a paper seller will say, okay, you can do transfer, but you add 100 Naira.
Mm.
You move to the next person you want to buy leaf. Yes, you can do transfer. You add 100 naira.
Mm.
They are collecting the transfer, but you have to add money.
Mm.
Students in the school now, each of my child use, they didn't even give them 2,000.
Mm.
She said you have from 8 a.m.
Mm.
You can only collect 1,000 once it's not your bank in the campus.
That's right.
And each you can go like 10 times.
That's right.
But you cannot collect 2,000 at a time. So they have to go and go back. You know, they will be charging each time.
Yes.
They went back to 8 a.m.
That's right.
So that is the situation in Nigeria.
It is.
Not that transfer is bad, but now every transfer is attached to one naira or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And bank will still charge you.
Mm-hmm. It is quite a bit. It's quite a lot. Thank you so much for calling to share. Godman is on the line. Hi, Godman.
Hey, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I have my PVC. Governance. Yeah, so I'm prepared.
Okay.
I just want to say about the Oyo State governor.
Protest.
That's a very good one.
Okay.
I mean, I think the government in a whole should take suit before this thing goes overboard and it comes too much to handle for them.
Mm.
Because by the time people get more angry, more agitated, more frustrated, more,
it will escalate.
It will just start.
Right.
You know, the government should really do something like how that Oyo
State governor.
The Oyo State governor is doing.
All right.
I think they are very proactive about it before it gets over.
All right.
And get out of the violence.
Okay. Thank you very much. We've got Comrade Akman Silas from Magodo Estate on WhatsApp, who says, Femi Gbajabiamila is issuing an empty threat. Why is he taking Naira redesign personal? No way for Naira rain in these forthcoming elections. Let's suffer once and for all. Even me, I went to my bank, Zenith, today for my debited monies. No way. My second bank, Polaris Bank, same issue. If what I'm suffering will stamp out rigging, so be it. Okay. All right, Comrade Akman Silas. Thank you for your message. We'll take a break. We'll come back and keep talking. Don't go away.
We report, you decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine. And I think they have the right.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity. It's to force people to take vaccine. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
A day to remember in the history of our dear country, Nigeria. Nine wise men from the north who are governors came together on June 8th, 2022 to stand for equity and fairness in the interests of our nation, Nigeria. They buried personal interests for the unity of our country. They supported the call that power must shift to the south in 2023. They chose a Nigeria agenda. We salute our brothers and sisters in the northern part of this country who, in spite of their vote advantage, continue to propagate the unity of Nigeria by promoting rotation of presidency between the north and southern part of the country. Let voters in the north follow the move by these leaders. Vote for power shift to the south. It's the turn of the south to produce the president in 2023. Let's vote Bola Tinubu for president for a renewed hope of better Nigeria. Vote Kashim Shettima as vice president. Vote APC. Long live the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
If you're wondering how I keep up with my groove, I stay hydrated even when I'm on the move. I'm not gonna let anything weigh me down because I'm on the go. So have you refreshed and gingered with seaway water? Oh, yeah, make you drink more water.
Drink more water.
And mind your business.
Mind your business.
Seaway for every family. Live life to the fullest.
Mind your business.
Seaway for every family. Live life to the fullest.
You can do
two more when you're healthy and hydrated. Drink Seaway, available in 75 cl, 150 cl, and dispenser water, available in all stores and supermarkets near you. Always choose the water you can trust. Seaway, for every family.
With stories from the hearts of Africans across the continent, News Central puts Africa first on DSTV Channel 422. This is where the continent's news, politics, business, sports, entertainment, lifestyle, and more come alive.
It is our right to fight for justice for this continent.
Follow us at News Central TV on all socials. Also visit our website, www.newscentral.africa. News Central TV on DSTV, Channel 422. Africa first.
There is a huge difference between the relative experience of salary earners and those of business owners and entrepreneurs. Someone who has never had cause to set up a business of his, who has never had cause to source for funds, turn it around, pay salaries, pay back the loan, and still make profit, cannot be expected to be hands-on when saddled with an economy the size of Lagos. Experience that hasn't curbed Lagos's traffic in 24 years of their reign. Experience that hasn't addressed Lagos's perennial flood. Experience that currently leaves us with over 2 million out-of-school children. The duo of Jando and Funke have been investing in Lagos's economy for about 2 decades, running their personal businesses, employing people with track records of success. Lagos needs a breath of fresh air. Vote Dr. Abdulaziz Olajide Adediran Jando as governor of Lagos State.
PDP! Power to the people.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:30 and we're bringing you all the big stories from this weekend. Now, of course, the biggest story nationally was the hunt for the new Naira notes. So we've talked about a protest in Ibadan and what Makinde did in response to that protest. We've talked about reps thinking about returning from recess. We've talked about the different experiences of people trying to get the Naira. But let's now talk about banks and the experience of law enforcement with these banks. Because Lagos, how many banks are refusing to load the notes in their ATMs? Because we know that most ATMs are either not dispensing the notes or they are rationing the notes. But the question is, what percentage of that behavior is caused by a lack of notes, as in they don't get the notes, bah, 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 bah. And what percentage is because the banks are hoarding? That's the question. The ICPC raided one bank in Oshobo where the bankers put the money in the ATMs without unwrapping the bundles. In another case, the bank allegedly refused to put notes at all, even though they got some from the CBN. That one was in Abuja. Banks caught a lot of smoke this weekend, though. So many Nigerians believe that they are willfully hoarding the notes, maybe to sell a markup to their preferred customers, maybe to sabotage the policy. But Nigerians are shouting about these banks and what they're doing. However, the banks have come forward to say it's not true. We heard from the Association of Corporate Affairs Managers of Banks, and they said, quote, ACAMB affirms without any equivocation that banks are not in any way hoarding or holding back Naira notes or engaging in any act inimical to our avowed commitment to exciting customer experience. Rashid Bolarinwa, the ACAMB president, said in a Sunday statement that ATMs are being loaded every day. Cash is being paid as provided by the CBN, as regularly being checked by CBN inspectors and other regulators, including anti-graft agencies, end quote. So that's what the Association of Banks are saying, or is saying. We've also seen pictures from some banks showing that the Naira notes the CBN sent to them were not cut properly, so cannot be dispensed by the ATMs. Banks are also claiming that the CBN simply isn't sending them enough notes to meet demand. But there's also a technical issue. According to the banks, we're hearing that most of the ATMs are not configured to dispense these new notes. They know set them up, the settings where they're supposed to set up so that the ATM fit issue the new notes. They stock say most of their ATMs, they know set them up. Because before an ATM can start dispensing a new type of money, a new type of notes, you need to update it. Apparently, for most ATMs in Nigeria, you need both a software and a hardware update. That means that technical teams from the banks have to go to each physical location and do the updates. So even if Naira notes arrive at the branch, if the machine has not gotten the update, you cannot vend the notes. And apparently, the banks have a limited number of technical teams to do this, so it's taking time to get everywhere. Now, if this is true, I would really like to know if the CBN took this into account when they set this deadline for the Naira note swap. Because shouldn't the CBN and the banks have created a model that helps them predict how long it would take to reconfigure all the ATMs? So, for example, let's say that we have 50,000 ATMs in the country. Let's say that we have 50 teams of technicians. Shouldn't the CBN have first figured out how many ATMs each can be reconfigured per week? Let's say it's 20 ATMs. Then you know that we can do 1,000 ATMs per week nationwide. So it will take us 50 weeks. Then based on that, we can say, okay, let the deadline be 20 weeks. Because by then, we'll have 40% of ATMs configured. I don't know. Isn't that how this should have been done? And shouldn't it have been done way before the Naira was put into circulation? Because you don't just wake up and change Naira notes. It's monetary policy. So you think about it for a while, right? And then you have when you want to get it done. At least I want to believe that you don't just wake up and do something as major as a notes redesign and cash limitations. You don't just wake up and do that, you know, overnight, you know? I'm hoping. So that means you had a lot of time and you should have taken all of these considerations into play. The technical side of this rollout, has it been handled as well as it could have been handled? Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. Meanwhile, Sterling Bank just announced that it is suspending transfer charges on all electronic transactions from now until February 18th. I wonder if other banks will do the same. Obviously, it's a temporary move to soften the blow until hopefully there's a better supply of cash. What do you think about that? And tell me, did you get your PVC? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Jibril Alabi on the line. Jibril, how you doing?
Huh? I'm doing great. How are you, Sandra?
I'm okay. Thanks for joining us. Where are you joining from?
I'm joining from Alberta in Canada.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, why the Naira note scarcity is, you know, becoming such, well, is expected because of how our society is configured, you know. But still, the currencies are expected to be scarce. That's part of the future of currencies.
That's right.
However, like, I'll talk to you as someone that has been ATM custodian for a long time.
Okay.
Now, if you get new notes and you want to configure the notes, it's a very sensitive process,
right,
that if you're not careful, you probably have your 500 naira ATM paying out 1,000 if it's not done properly. So we usually would rely on the vendors, for NCR machines, for instance, you rely on your technicians to come in and fix it. Now, in a situation where it's not a local problem, it's not just you, it's now a national demand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect that demand for the technicians will be high, and there will be very limited number of technicians available to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect those ATMs to take time to be configured. That's one.
Mm.
And honestly, 6 million, like I watched the video and they said 6 million was in the branch for the ATM.
Mm.
A single ATM would expect to be loaded fully with 7 million naira. So what are you saying? You're saying you send 6 million to a branch and you are posting that as if you're just blackmailing these banks for all I care for.
Mm.
If these CBN guys know these things, that a single ATM fully loaded requires 7 million naira and you have 6 million in the branch and you're telling them that they have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfair, honestly. I'm not there, but if I was there, that's how I would feel. I honestly think this is the worst time you want to be a banker in Nigeria right now. Because everybody's looking at you like you are the problem.
Right. Right.
Thank you, Sandra. That's what I have to say this morning.
Jibril, thank you so much for calling, joining us from Alberta. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Good, thanks. This is BOA from Yola.
Hey, long time no hear, BOA.
I know, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Welcome.
But I listen.
I know, and you send messages on WhatsApp as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was, I think, 2 weeks ago, the government had said that they had to put new naira notes in the ATMs.
Right.
So I went to the Blue Bank, not far from my house.
Okay.
And I was able to get the new notes.
Okay.
The only thing is I had to do 5K at a time.
Okay.
I didn't know there would be a shortage, otherwise I would have taken way more. I just got like 10,000.
Okay.
So obviously they were prepared.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe some of these other banks were not proactive.
Were not proactive. Hmm. Okay.
Do you understand?
How are they doing now, though?
Are you a joker? I'm not going to. I can't come and kill myself on that one. I have no idea. I don't know. So,
okay.
Now, regarding the governors that want to sue, don't they all have one thing in common? Are they all APC governors?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
All, yeah.
So go figure.
Okay.
Now, look at what, what's his name doing? The PDP guy in Ibadan or in Oyo State.
Yes.
That's what people that care for us should be doing. When we had the problem of the kids in school or not in school, they did not do anything.
Right.
The fuel thing has been going on. They didn't do anything. Now that the money concerns them, everybody should wake up and vote wisely.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, BOA, for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is King Ezra.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Mm?
I've been for you more than 4 years now.
Okay.
So I enjoy your everything.
I'm glad. Thank you.
For my own case, my own understanding, Nigerian problem is very easy to solve.
Okay.
The only way we can solve Nigerian problem is, one, let us legalize gun in this country.
Let us what?
Legalize gun in this country.
Ah, why?
It will be very, very easy.
Why? What do you need gun for?
Yes, before you talk to somebody, you would think twice before you say anything.
My guy. Now, wow. We've got Alaba Lakpe on the line, on Facebook, sorry. Alaba Lakpe says, it is just only three individuals, President Muhammad Buhari, Mele Kyari, and Gordon Emefiele, that are holding over 200 million innocent Nigerians ransom with scarcity of naira and fuel. Look, President Buhari never knew Emefiele is only doing him bad than good, because Emefiele and Buhari want to catch few politicians who had stored naira at home, using that to suffer millions of other innocents. Emefiele is doing this just because he hates Ashiwaju Bola Tinubu. But he forgot... where is that? But he forgot that Tinubu is the father of politics. No amount of policy or strategy Emefiele may have, Tinubu has been there before him. Wait, Sandra, I have a question. Should CBN governor be a politician or card-carrying member of any political party? Tell Emefiele Tinubu is the next president of Federal Republic of Nigeria by God's grace. Alaba Alakwe from Sabo Ijewu in Ojo. Thank you, Alaba Alakwe, for your message. 99.3, hello. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name, ma'am?
Yes, Chinayama calling.
Welcome, Chinayama. Our physicist.
Sandra. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You want to say something?
No, I said Chinaya, our physicist.
See, this is a policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before now, I was against the policy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen something good coming from this policy. Understand?
Okay.
So, for me, 8 years suffering and two months suffering.
Mm.
The one that has been, the worst one is 8 years suffering.
Okay.
So on Saturday, someone invited me to one non. Are you there?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, one non-governmental organization.
Okay.
So I was there. So one of the politicians came there.
Okay.
I will not mention her name. She just came there to address us.
Okay.
At the end of everything, she wanted to share money.
Okay.
Understand?
Okay.
But she couldn't do that because of this. There is no way. She wanted to do transfer. You understand?
Mm.
So even the money that she gave to us, there's no way we'll share the money.
Okay.
The money was there. They said maybe when this policy relax, we'll know how to do it.
Okay.
Understand?
Okay.
So had it been that all this, she carried Ghana must go off money and started sharing it.
Mm.
So people will even forget. I know my candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Okay.
So some people might even change their mind, say, as long as she gives us money, let us vote for her.
Mm.
But because she couldn't access any money, there's no way, even the money that she gave to us, you will see, even if you attend to POS, you will still pay money to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I think good thing is coming.
Okay.
But let us enjoy it. Coronavirus, we enjoy it. Most people survive it. So we are going to survive this.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Chinaya, the physicist. We've got Francis at Mayong who says, the government of Nigeria, unfortunately, are the root cause of this problem. And if they were conscious of the citizens, we wouldn't have found ourselves here in the first place. Okay. Olayinka Jamiu on Facebook says, I'm still at GT Bank Agopalas Way. I've been here since 2 p.m. No machine is paying. I'm tired. I cannot collect my money. Oma Sheo Olainka, I'm really sorry about your experience. Stephen Alawale Agarinde says, on the three governors suing federal government, to me, it's all nonsense. Because just about 3 days ago, they were in a meeting with President Buhari in Abuja on this same subject. This ruling APC house is definitely not in order. All right. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp, shall we? This one here is from Satellite Town. Ralph says, the person that says Emefiele is doing this to suffer Tinubu, does he mean that Tinubu is talking a lot of money or Tinubu is hoping to buy votes with money? APC putting themselves in more trouble. Ralph with that message. Henry from Abulegba says, the governors that went to court are just mocking Nigerians. Please, did Lawan participate in the Yobe North Senatorial APC primary election? Our legal system is a mess. Henry, thank you for your message. Leonard says, I already have my PVC. Leonard, I'm happy to hear that. We've got Mayfair. We've got Paul. All right. Paul from Mayfair Gardens in Awaya says, I did online transfer to my current place of residence in Lakowe from Badore, which INEC attested and confirmed that it was successful. Upon my going to the center to collect my PVC, the INEC official told me, after checking from her system, that my PVC is not in Lakowe, that I should go to Badore, knowing well that movement will be restricted on election day. Despite the frustration from INEC, I will go to Badore on that election eve so that I can be able to vote. Me and my wife must vote. Ife, I'm glad to hear it. Well done. We've got Ochuko who says, please help me tell Alaba Alakpe, say, if Naso people take, they become president, even when election never start. If Obetao, but please tell him, Inogo walk. Let the day come first. Nigerians will decide, not Alaba Alakpe. Ochuko from Ikorodu with that message. Ochuko, thank you. This one here says, just to correct the notion raised by one of the male callers, the 6 million in question was for the 200 naira notes denomination. information only sent to the bank. Okay. We've got Chooks from Ikeja who says, permit me to make my long story short. I don't support the idea of extending the time permitted for the return of the old currency notes for exchange at the CBN because ordinary Nigerians like myself doesn't have enough money to feed our families, talk less of having anything to exchange beyond February 10th. So it's a flawed policy. And the 500 Naira, 1,000 Naira should have been taken out of circulation completely. Okay. The governors are suing the federal government, only making mockery of our court system. First and foremost, Nigerians don't even have the old currency notes to feed their children, talk less of having currency stashed in their houses. So in conclusion, it's the criminals that may still have some currency stashed in their houses, though I'm against the CBN not taking the 5,000 Naira out of circulation to make it harder, if not impossible, to move ill-gotten wealth around. Okay. Chooks from Ikeja, thank you for your message. We've got Achogba, who says, last week, the ATM of seven banks in Idimu was on a particular night not having cash. I got to GTB Idimu, my own bank, in the morning. No cash inside, no cash in the ATM. Out of the seven banks in Idimu, only Fidelity was dispensing from one machine. And eight members of staff of the bank were withdrawing for about 45 minutes while we were in a long queue until we started protesting before one of them just activated an already cash-loaded machine for us, which also ran out of cash after less than a quarter of the people in the queue got cash. I left without cash after about 4 hours in the queue. The bank officials withdraw to sell it to POS operators. Only God can save Nigeria. Achoba Solomon from Idimu with that report there. We've got this message from Obioma in Florida. Obioma says, the long and short of all this story is to get PVC and vote all these shenanigans out from top to bottom. We cannot continue to do the same thing over and over and expect different results. Nigeria will be great again if we all do our part. This final message here, and I'll come back to the phone lines. Ejima from Ikotun says, why are they crying and making noise, threatening arrest now because this one affected them directly? If this is to curb vote buying, let it continue. It's better we suffer it and get it right. In Alaba International, no bank ATM is working. Union Bank debited me since last week Monday, but no refund until now. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Wow, Sandra, good evening or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Thank God, Kingsley from Ikedu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra, as I heard Prince Wyatt and the community island, I said my own way enter today. So thank God for the humble that this thing gives everybody.
Okay.
Even with that he's chatting from the beginning, now everybody is humble. Well, the policy is good, Sandra.
Okay.
The only thing is that what I learned from popular policy is always hard. That's a simple something. But if you look at what Buhari and the MFLA is having on ground, I think I supported them 100%.
Okay.
Although, but the timeline is already, we are not used to it before, if you read it. That's how Nigeria is. We'll be shouting this and that. I'm not blaming anybody, but it's not easy. If you have access of money, you can pretend that nothing is happening. But if you don't have access of it, you know that it's very hard.
It's very hard, yeah.
Because I know what I go through this month of justice, yeah? But thank God that I let her succeed. My PVC is with me. I know what I will do. But let me tell you, Sandra, this is it. The policy is 100% okay. We just suffered for 90, maybe a month. You will see everything will survive.
Okay.
Oh. Mark my words. Because if you look at this thing very well, now we are talking about transfer, e-wallet, ATM. If you have access to all those things, know that those people that don't have access of it, those people that have access can send them out to activate their own. Before you know what happened, we are just with all this situation. That is a simple policy analysis for all this. But for now, no, Sandra, it's not easy.
It's not, it's really not.
But thank God that we humble everybody now. Everybody is humble, Sandra. Even I and you. Anybody that says, we are not campaigning for anybody, whether it's we are going to be a president. If you are going to be a president, the president of Nigeria, just make Nigeria to be okay.
Okay.
We Nigeria are not greedy. 5% of what GDP of Nigeria is okay for the masses. It's 5%, we are fine. If you look at it very well, but people, Nigeria is the happiest country that I've ever seen, Sandra. Go to some Africa. This thing cannot happen in Africa and go scot-free.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Mr. Gundare says he went for naming ceremony last Saturday. Could you believe that we started sending money to Iya Olomo account and people that attended the ceremony were few? Ah, no more spraying money. Everybody's doing transfer now. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Omoze from Frampire Park.
Omoze, welcome. Turn your radio off, Omoze.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, let me not speak English, I beg. Now, who don't show up, they speak English.
My sister.
Because as it is now, mm-hmm. no cash, mm-hmm. no fuel, mm-hmm. no light. Mm. Even the radio that I'm using to listen to you, I have to charge it 200 naira yesterday.
Ooh.
Because I don't miss my heart fat.
Aww.
Yes. Mm. Now, yesterday, I did not have anything at home, even to eat, to drink, nothing. Okay. What is going on? And now they are saying that the money, they are holding it all because they change it all because of politicians. Now that everybody they hungry, now not be now people, politicians go get opportunity to take give people money, say buy votes. Eh?
You'll be lying.
What's going on? What's going on? There was upon a time Nigeria, my great country. I need my Nigeria back. That's why I have my PVC to vote and vote rightly. I just pray that people should just have patience and endure. Mm. Everything will be fine in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister, for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos will take messages from social media and then wrap it up on the big weekend. But don't go away, because at 5 o'clock, what does the adoption process look like in Nigeria? That's a question I have, and that's a question someone from the Lagos State Government will answer for me. What does the adoption process look like? 5 p.m., that conversation will happen. So stick around if you want to hear, if that's something you're interested in.